Im Tochalna. This kina, using imagery from the Talmud and Midrash, describes the aftermath of the siege and destruction of Yerushalayim. It is a simple alphabetical acrostic, with the second letter of the second word in each line moving from Aleph to Taf. The refrain is the phrase repeated 22 times, Alalayli, woe is me. 5 of the first 6 verses relate the sickening reality of mothers killing their own children in order to eat them. One striking image appears in the second line, In tabashelna rachmaniot yaldehen, hamedudim tefachim tefachim. If mothers cook their children, they measured handbreadth by handbreadth. This is a reference to a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamedchet Amud Bet. Maaseh b'do'eg ben Yosef, shenicho aviv ben katan li'imo. A story of a child of Eg ben Yosef. His father left him a young one to his mother. B'chol yom hayta imo modato batfachim, v'notenet mishkolo zahav lebeit hamikdash. Every day his mother would measure him by handbreadths, and the amount that he would grow, she would donate in gold to the Beit HaMikdash. U'kishagavar oyev, and when the enemy became powerful, tavachto vachalto, she slaughtered him and ate him. Ve'aleh konen Yirmiyah, in tochana nashim piryam olei tivuchim. If mothers will eat their offspring, their beloved children. The following 16 stanzas, while written a millennium ago, remind me of nothing so much as the atrocities of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. Although Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was speaking about ancient Jerusalem, his descriptions are apt for the way the Nazis treated the Jewish people. The line of the letter Zion goes, Im tizamena besar avot labanim bibarot b'shichim, children finding the flesh of their parents in caves. The stanza of the letter Tet describes children dying in the streets, their bellies swollen with hunger. In tatosta ruchot olim berchovot kirya tefuchim. The line for Samach, which actually has a sin, describes people being burned alive. Im tosaraf nasham kolotan hanafashot kikosim kisuchim. The very next line describes many people, 80,000 people being killed because of the death of one person. Im tearafna al dam nakish monim elef kohanim nirtzachim. The line for Tzadi, Im tishavarna al even achat. Piled up on a single rock, 9 measures of children's crushed brains. The very next line describing 300 infants all hanging on a single tree branch. Into Kana Shlosh Meot Yonkim, also Chachat Betuchim. And then the line for Resh, Imtira Ena Rakot Vanugot, Kvulot Ayad Rava Tabachim, beautiful young girls dragged away by the executioner. What is the connection between the beginning, which speaks of terrible acts by starving mothers, and the middle and the end, which describes Nazi-like atrocities? Why are these in the same kina? The common denominator is the complete dehumanization of the victims, whether it was by taking away their dignity, destroying them physically, or attempting to undermine their moral sense. The enemy wanted nothing so much as to demonstrate that the Jewish people are subhuman.